Yo.
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R.
Yo.
For keeping it real.
Yo, her name is Strawberry Hampton, and we need to delay her death day. She told us that in prison she was living as a sex slave, incarcerated for a year in a men's facility. The state knew what they were doing and sent her in there willingly. Most recently, she was at Dixon Correctional, the maximum security before they let her go. Now let's turn to her lawyer, Vanessa Del Valle, so she can tell us what she thought of the challenge. We are thrilled. Strawberry has waited a long time. That's a quote, but the lawyer has some more lines. Battling for a year to have them recognize her with the women to protect her from the constant abuse in a men's prison. A spokesperson from the department had an answer. We carefully considered placement before the transfer. And multiple lawsuits, she spoke of the abuse in various prisons and hoped they'd see the truth. Now, last month, a federal judge peeped the case, said, what the fuck is this? And took a leap of faith. They ordered statewide training for the correction staff and re-evaluate requests that Miss Hampton has. She may now attend transgender support groups that when she tried. Of course, the sadistic staff is always just denied. Now, this is where I remind you of the trigger warning, because this is what she woke up to on every morning. Clothes ripped off and asked about her genitals and coerced into phone sex with the lieutenant, yo. Forced into sex acts with a cellmate for the entertainment of the guards in this hellscape. Misgendered all day, threatened to be raped, groped on the regular every single day. Now Miss Hampton knew she was a girl since 5 years old and just got on hormones 2 years ago. I'm gonna link to this article, read it on your own time, because you know I moved words around to fit the rhyme. You know I moved words around to fit the rhyme, so I'ma link to the article, read it in your time.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit, because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.